This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
Wow, and we've got a guest, two guests, actually. They're going to be talking about some dates for upcoming things, but I want to slip in here a couple of dates that I want you to mark down on your calendar. One date, actually. That would be October 2nd, Tuesday, October 2nd. That is the date for the Catholic Radio annual dinner. We're going to be at the Northside Knights of Columbus again at 71st and Keystone. And our speaker this year is going to be Archbishop Thompson.
Yeah, that's great.
And he'll not only be the speaker, he'll also be around beforehand and afterwards. So,
to schmooze, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Schmooze absolutely.
With the Archbishop.
If you want to find out what's on his mind and let him know what's on yours, hey, come on. Our dinner, October 2nd. And you can go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and find out more about the dinner and sign up for it there. Or you can just call us here at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. The date again is October 2nd. Mark that down. It begins about 5:30 or so with a reception and silent auction. And I know for working people, that's pretty early. So don't worry about it. If you get there, you know, anytime before 6:30, 7, you know, 6:45, you'll be just fine. So Tuesday, October 2nd, would love to see you there.
Well, today we have in our studio Daniel O'Malia and Jim McLinn. Jim is the VP of Operations at Cathedral High School, and Danny O'Malia is a graduate, right?
For sure, yes.
Both graduates. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thanks for having us. We're very excited about helping the school that we love so much.
Yeah, and there's actually, you have a big celebration this year. What's the big deal at Cathedral?
Well, it's our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
First class entered the school in September of 1918.
Wow.
School was started by Bishop Chartrand. And so we're having a big celebration, several events coming up. And Jim's got the technical details on the events, but they include a sock hop, a party before a football game, and then a big gala and a golf outing as well. So
now Cathedral has been at its current location on 56th Street for a long time, but that's not its original location.
No, originally we started, originally was in the second floor of the Cathedral Grade School, where Bishop Chartrand and four of the Holy Cross Brothers on a spring-like morning on Friday, September 13th, 1918,
wow,
blew open the doors to welcome something like 80 freshmen and sophomores. And that's when it began. The school then moved in around 1926 to 14th and Meridian, on the corner there, 14th and Meridian, which is today the Catholic Center, downtown Indianapolis. And then
how long were they there?
Till 76
school year was the last school year downtown.
Okay.
Right. The brothers had pulled out, basically went back, and there was declining enrollment, and there was no one going into the Holy Cross Brothers. So they kind of said, well, we're not going to be able to do this, so Cathedral High School will close. And then, not singularly, but the man mostly responsible for saving Cathedral High School was Mr. Robert V. Welch.
That's correct. That was 1972 when that all happened, so that we stayed downtown for the next 4 years, during which time Jim and I met as we were both on the faculty then.
That is very cool. So so people who don't know much about Cathedral, I'm sure most people do, but give us an overview of the school and what's unique about Cathedral.
Yeah, well, you know,
everybody knows Cathedral, but
right,
give us the lowdown. And there's some new things going
on
there, too.
They have a good football team.
Right.
We know that.
We are the winningest football team in the state of Indiana.
That is correct. Sure. And we have the largest marching band of any Catholic school in the state of Indiana with over 100 members.
That's
pretty
big.
But I think what makes us unique kind of falls within our mission and our vision statement. Our mission statement is Cathedral, a premier Catholic high school in the Holy Cross tradition, transforms a diverse group of students spiritually, intellectually, socially, emotionally, and physically to have the competence to see and the courage to act.
Wow.
And, you know, we need that in our culture today, you know, and forming young people. I did not go to Cathedral, but I did go to Bishop Luer's in Fort Wayne.
Ah.
And so, you know, there is something about a Catholic education, Catholic community, especially in high school, that it just is so... I don't know. It's just such a wonderful experience, yes. I think. You know, it's just like a family.
It is. It
the,
is.
The lifelong relationships that you develop, I still hang around with, well, the classes that once they hit their 50th anniversary, each individual class starts having monthly lunches on their own, not connected to the school at all. So we, Bob Typen attends the lunches when it's not tax season.
Yeah.
And we have a blast doing that. But we the lifelong relationships at Cathedral, not just with your classmates, but Jim and I are 5 years apart, but we've been friends ever since we taught there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We talk about at Cathedral High School today. What we're trying to do is change lives through the lifelong connections type of thing. And we know that there are many, many, many kids. We have about 16,000 alums in our database, and we know all along the way that there have been these lifelong connections, as Dan talked about, monthly lunches and things such as that, and kids that just come back just to touch base to see if so-and-so teacher is there, that type of thing.
Sure.
It really is a family. It's a very large family, but it's a very loving family.
Now, you mentioned Holy Cross tradition. What does that mean?
Yeah, Holy Cross tradition, basically the Brothers of Holy Cross, they were the founding congregation of the University of Notre Dame. There are Holy Cross priests, and then there are Holy Cross brothers. The brothers were basically the blue-collar religious that kind of served the priest. And then as the story goes, up at the Holy Cross congregation in South Bend, along the way, one of the brothers said, "You know, we're pretty smart guys. We can do this teaching thing."
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually expanded from being the boiler tenders and the door openers and things such as that, and they went into the teaching part of education. And so the Holy Cross tradition, as we know it, is with the Brothers of Holy Cross. And a lot of what we have done through the years is kind of a trickle down from the University of Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I really feel like, you know, without knowing that background, I always felt like they were like the high school Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you really branded that way.
We are the Fighting Irish.
Right.
Exactly.
The brothers were great teachers.
Awesome.
Fantastic teachers. So, we want to make sure that our faculty, you know, emulates that.
Yes.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Danny O'Malley and Jim McLinn. They are from Cathedral High School, in one way or another connected.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a celebration coming up.
Yes, there is.
Let's talk about some of the events that are coming up, maybe the dates and...
Right. Yes. As we say, 100th birthday, it's obviously a once-in-a-lifetime, literally, once-in-a-lifetime celebration. I don't think there will be any of us around for the 200th, so we're making a big deal out of this. I mean, it is a big deal because Cathedral High School, as other Catholic institutions have done, we've had our struggles throughout the years. But with great leadership and perseverance and a lot of prayer, we're still here today, and we're going to celebrate our 100th anniversary.
I mean, really, that is amazing. I mean, we were talking, Jim and I were talking about, you know, we've been on radio for 14 years now, roughly, and it's been a miracle that we've been able to kind of sustain ourselves.
Good for you guys.
Yes, maybe, absolutely.
And maybe 100 years from now.
Some days we
won't be here, Jim.
Some days it seems like it.
Hey, that's true. That's true.
That is a big milestone.
And before Jim jumps into this, and we touched on it before, there aren't any other schools I know of that were announced to close and didn't close because the alumni said, led by Bob Welch, the alumni said, "We're not letting our school close." And it was a struggle. And Jim and I taught during the struggle. So that leads back to, it's a miracle we were founded. It's a miracle we're still here. But we love the school. And so, Jim, tell us about the
100th anniversary. Yeah, and really, and we just went through today is our first day of classes for the 100th year. And the last 2 days, we've gone through basically a Holy Cross retreat. And President Rob Bridges, his emphasis for this year for the faculty and staff is what you do for Cathedral High School is a vocation. It's a vocation like the priesthood, married life, whatever the case might be, because it literally is a labor of love. Now, we can pay you enough to hopefully you can sustain the certain lifestyle, but as Dan and I both know, back in the days, the tough days, we were picking up odd jobs and whatever. So we were just going to carry forth and continue to do the vocation. But the 100th anniversary celebration, we're actually starting it off, kicking it off this Saturday. This is not open to the public, but we are having a back-to-school celebration at the Northside KFC.
Now what is the date for that?
This Saturday, that would be the 11th.
Okay. Well, as people are hearing this broadcast,
right?
That will have been a few days ago.
So, oh, okay. Okay. Right.
So I just
right.
want to people listening to that. I want them to
right.
understand the date there. So.
So one of the Holy Cross values is inclusiveness, and what we want to emphasize with this back to school party for faculty and staff, the Northside KFC on Saturday the 11th, is that without a great faculty and staff of dedicated people, I mean, that's the core of Cathedral High School and what we are. So we're going to have a kickoff party back to school for faculty and staff, and then into the actual anniversary. The first event we're going to have is on Thursday, September the 13th. We're going to have Mass at 6 p.m. at downtown at the St. Peter and Paul Cathedral. All are welcome to that Mass. I mean, being a Catholic institution, you know.
We can all support.
The public
you,
can
right?
attend.
Yes, the public can attend. Everybody is welcome. We're going to kick off this 100th year with a Mass, which is
well,
very
well, there's probably only two kinds of people anyhow, aren't there? Cathedral grads and cathedral wannabes.
You know, Mr. Welch.
Be careful.
Mr. Welch used to say that about Notre Dame. He said there's only two kinds of people in the world, those who went to Notre Dame and those that wish they could. Yes. So anyway, we don't take that arrogant approach. But so Thursday, September 13th, 6 p.m., St. Peter and Paul Cathedral, followed by across the street at the second home of Cathedral High School, 14th and Meridian. Some call it the real cathedral. Some call it the old cathedral. Some call it downtown cathedral. We're going to have a harvest hop. Now, traditionally, the harvest hop was like the first dance of the school year.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Very good.
So it was held in the fall. Okay.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah. Thus, we have the Harvest Hop. And that is at the original cathedral at 14th and Meridian. And the cost is $35 per person to attend. There's going to be music and food and drink and celebration. I believe the school song will be sung probably more than
possibly
once.
Yes.
Along the way. And then we turn around to the next day on Friday, September 14th, what we're going to have is we're going to start off with the, we're calling it the Centennial Golf Outing. It starts at 10 a.m. It's at Maple Creek Golf and Country Club on the east side of Indianapolis. The cost for that is $600 per foursome. So again, you know, Catholic institutions and golf outings, we're staying right with that tradition
right along the way.
And that evening on Friday, September 14th, we're going to have what we're calling a Family Fun Fest. And this is before the football game. So from 5 to 7 p.m. at the University of Indianapolis, free of charge to everyone that wants to come out, we're having a Family Fun Fest. It will be food and lemonade and all good stuff in there. We'll have bounce houses for the kids, face painting, just enjoyable family type stuff, followed by Fighting Irish Football versus St. X High School at 7 o'clock. St. X from Cincinnati, I should say, at the University of Indianapolis, 7 o'clock. $8 is the price for the gate admission on that. And then the real big deal.
We need to take a break here.
Okay.
And that's a great cliffhanger.
There we go.
That's a good cliffhanger.
And there the real go. Big deal that you'll hear about right after this, as we say in radio.
You can join us at 9:30 each evening here on Catholic Radio for the Rosary with Mother Angelica. Remember when you bought that boat, RV, or motorcycle? You thought you were going to use it every weekend. And maybe you did for a while. But now, well, it seems like you don't use it very often, and it's always needing some kind of repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it, even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. If you've thought about parting company with your boat, RV, or motorcycle, you can donate it to Catholic Radio, whether it runs or not, even if it has to be towed. It's easy to do, and you'll really be helping keep us on the air. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help us to stay on the air. To donate a boat, RV, or motorcycle, visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the Donate Your Vehicle button, or call 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In the Old Testament, Joshua confronts the Israelites as they prepare to leave their life in the desert to enter the Promised Land. He knows that the negative influences of Egypt and the surrounding Canaanite peoples are strong, and so he gives them a choice. Worship either the idols of the land or the one true God who delivered them from the land of Egypt. But why would the Israelites choose false idols over a God whose power they witnessed so clearly? Worshipping the God who performs so many clear signs seems like the obvious choice, right? But Joshua knew that the lures of the world had already blurred their vision. Sound familiar? We too are pressured to fit in for the sake of success in this world. Joshua did not waver. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Which God will you choose today, the gods of the land or the one true God?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here with Danny O'Malley and Jim McLinn, and we're talking about Cathedral High School and the 100th year anniversary, right?
I want to hear about the big
event. There's a big event. Yeah, we had a cliffhanger there. What's the big event?
Well, this will be the biggest birthday party in Indianapolis on Saturday, September the 15th. We're calling it the Grand Gala, and it's at the downtown JW Marriott.
That'll be nice.
That's grand.
It's grand. It's as big as it gets in this area. The cost is $500 per person. We are expecting upwards of 1,000 or more guests to be there. We are incorporating our students. Both our students from the past, our alums, and present students will be there. I can just envision in my mind, you know, guys from the class of 46 and even older, and the kids from the class of 2021 singing the school song. I just think it's going to be powerful. So, again, the big event is Saturday, September 15th, the Grand Gala starting at 6 p.m. at the JW Marriott downtown, and the cost is $500 per person. Don't miss it.
Give that website if people are interested in any of these events.
Yeah, let's do that now.
Right. We have, you can go to www.cathedral.com. And www.cathedral.com/100
for those specific events,
right?
So is it gocathedral.com?
Yes.
Gocathedral.com and then gocathedral.com/100 for the specific events. But if you go to their main webpage, you can find the events. So tell me a little bit about your experience and then what kind of experience, you know, you see students having. So the impact, yours, and mm-hmm. then those that you have served.
We'll go chronological.
Okay, let's go chronological.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I graduated in 1965. Now, Jim, his dad went to Cathedral. My dad did not. But my dad told me in the fifth grade that I was going to Cathedral. Okay. So start following the team's son, and I did. Like I mentioned, the long-term relationships and the great teachers. But there's so much more than that. I met my first Afro-American kid my age at Cathedral. I grew up in St. Michael's Parish on the west side, and there were no Afro-American kids there. Cathedral's always been very inclusive. We, I think, today have 75% to 80% Catholics, so we welcome non-Catholics, even though we're a Catholic school. And Jim's heard this story, I think. When I was at Xavier University, which is a Jesuit institution, also known for their teaching, the head of the English department asked me why cathedral kids write better than kids from other Midwestern Catholic high schools. And I said, because of the Brothers of Holy Cross. And I named the two brothers, Brother Carl Schonk and Brother Raymond Harrington, both of whom have passed away, as has Father Savage at Xavier passed away. I said, they put us through the paces. And the education was great. The friendships are great. The fact that you meet kids from all over the city at Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
My kids grew up in Carmel, and nothing against Carmel, but I didn't want them to just be around Carmel kids their whole life.
Right.
So they graduated in 88, 92, and 02, and they have wonderful friends that they've met from all over the city. And that's so, so important.
It really is. Because our church is really diverse, you know. I mean,
yes.
If you look at our church as a whole, I mean, we're international and mm-hmm. every tongue
Absolutely.
And nation and mm-hmm. all that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jim.
Right.
McLean, right?
Jim McLean, right.
not Jim Ganley, who's over there. Not sure which Jim we're talking about here, but go ahead, Jim.
So as Dan said, my father, James W. McLean, Jimmy, he graduated from Cathedral High School in 1946, and I graduated from Cathedral in 1970. But my first introduction to Cathedral High School was really... I was a five-year-old first grader at Our Lady of Lourdes, which mm-hmm. is on the east side of Indianapolis. And my maternal grandfather, Grandpa Phil Bassesi, took me to a Cathedral football game. And as the story goes, we're standing at the end of the fence at the old CYO field out there, and I'm eating my popcorn. And all of a sudden, it was like this thunderous herd. And when you're five and about 4 foot tall, it kind of startled me. But it was Cathedral football players running by, going out onto the field. And I remember saying to Grandpa, I said, Grandpa, who's that? And he said, oh, that's the Cathedral Fighting Irish. That's the finest high school football team you'll ever see. And you're going to play for them someday. Well, then play it forward. Of course, my father had always talked about his experience at Cathedral High School, and I asked him one time, Dad, why did Grandma and Grandpa McLean send you to Cathedral? He said, well, two reasons. My main reason was my best friend, Jeeky McHugh, was going to go to Cathedral High School. But second of all, my mom and dad thought the brothers could keep me out of jail longer than the teachers at Manual High School.
And it worked, right?
And it worked.
He stayed out of jail.
He stayed out of jail. He stayed out of jail.
Got to set the bar like kind of low there, you know?
So I went to Our Lady of Lourdes. I graduated in 1970. And then, as I say, I went to Butler University. I played a lot of baseball, and I went to enough class to earn a degree, and I graduated in 4 years, and in 1974, I came back to Cathedral High School, and I've been teaching there ever since. I did take a 30-day sabbatical.
I remember.
But basically, I'm starting my 45th year
as
an employee of Cathedral High School. My two sons are Cathedral graduates. Michael Patrick is a class of 03, and Martin O'Hara McLean is the class of 08. And my wife, Margaret Mary Bridget O'Hara McLean,
call me Irish?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
Call me Peggy. She couldn't attend Cathedral because it's...
Was all guys?
It was all guys downtown, okay. But she was a Cathedral cheerleader. So we're kind of all in my immediate family as far as Cathedral High School is concerned.
I am also married to a Cathedral cheerleader, Rita Doyle, sort of Irish.
Yes.
The girls were right across the street at St. Agnes. So this harvest hop is going to bring back a lot of memories of these old high school dances we used to have back in the day.
Right.
So we just have a couple minutes left. Like, 2 minutes? So maybe we go ahead and give the events again and the webpage, okay?
Sure will. Thursday, September 13th, Mass at 6 p.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Cathedral downtown. All are welcome. Same night, Thursday, September 13th, the Harvest Hop at 7 p.m. at the original Cathedral High School at 14th and Meridian.
In the gym.
In the gym, where we always held them.
Better place.
$35 per person. All are welcome for that. Friday, September 14th, the Centennial Golf Outing starting at 10 a.m. at Maple Creek Golf and Country Club. The cost is $600 per foursome. Later that evening, the Family Fun Fest from 5 to 7 p.m. at the University of Indianapolis. Complimentary event. It's kind of a family affair. Preceding the Fighting Irish football team will play St. Xavier High School out of Cincinnati at 7 p.m. at the University of Indianapolis, and $8 is the admission price. And leading up to the Grand Gala.
The big event.
The big event. 100th birthday of Cathedral High School. 6 p.m. JW Marriott downtown. $500 per person
to attend.
On Saturday
the 15th.
On Saturday the 15th.
And for more information on all of those, you can go to www.gocathedral.com and you can look for the 100th celebration events.
Now, obviously, the old guys from Cathedral have quite a camaraderie that they've been able to build over the years. Does that continue with the last year's grads and this year's grads?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing about Cathedral, which is somewhat amazing, is we have students that come to us from 150 different grade schools from 11 counties around Indiana, and it's a big melting pot, and they come together, and no matter where they come from, they all end up being Fighting Irish, and that goes into the lifelong connections that we carry on throughout.
My youngest daughter, best friend, introduced her to her husband, who was from Missouri. They are both godparents of each other's kids. On and on and on.
It's a great Catholic family. So my guests today have been Dan O'Malia and Jim McLinn talking about the 100th anniversary of Cathedral High School. God bless you. Thanks for coming in.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.